China's also keen to extend its influence across Asia. So, for instance, although India and Bangladesh share a long border and history, in recent years, China's been making an effort to build ties with Dhaka, and Bangladesh welcomes the attention. So who's winning the tussle for influence, Delhi or Beijing? Our reporter Rani Singh has been to Bangladesh, and she visited the headquarters of Bangladesh's Armed Services Division. As she reports, the country, which thinks of itself as a friendly nation, is also a major supporter of UN peacekeeping operations, including, most recently, as part of the force in South Sudan.
One in 10 uniformed UN peacekeepers is a Bangladeshi. And Bangladeshi Air Force helicopters like this one support international efforts. It's part of a foreign policy of friendship to all, malice to none. As the Director General of Operations, Brigadier General Abu Saeed Khan told me exclusively.
Bangladesh stepped into the family of Blue Helmet back in 1988. In January 2014, we responded to an emergency call of UN and tasked three helicopters to redeploy from Congo to South Sudan.
Bangladesh's peacekeepers have served in 47 UN missions. Bangladesh trains other countries' forces, as well as its own men and women, to be ready for when UN head Ban Ki-moon calls Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina.
Secretary General called me, so there's a very, critical situation in South Sudan. There was an urgency, so immediately I took decision and I ensured him whatever assistance needed. Bangladesh is always ready.
That's overseas, but in Bangladesh's backyard, there's competition between two of its big neighbours, the elephant India and the dragon China. India helped the country gain its independence, but recently, cooperation over border issues and river water sharing has been stalling. Minister of Information, Hasanul Haq Inu.
The fate of Bangladesh and India is common because if we need to survive in this globalization process, we need to cooperate. We think that India and Bangladesh will sort out certain bitter issues on water, on trade. But apart from that, economic cooperation is growing gradually.
It isn't easy to get diplomats from China or India to talk to the media about Bangladesh. Chinese embassies wouldn't comment, but I did manage to catch a First Secretary at the Indian High Commission in London, MP Singh, at a recent Republic Day event.
Our ties are historical. We go back long time. And as a matter of fact, if you say the language, the culture, everything that binds us, the commonalities are more.
Back in Bangladesh at Dhaka University's Modern Languages Department, Mandarin is popular. There are China-Bangladesh friendship bridges and clubs. China is building its presence in Bangladesh and across Asia with soft diplomacy. One travel agency in Dhaka focuses hard on the two countries.
My name is Bill Yu, and I'm the operation manager of the Jinhua Bangla Tours and Travels Limited. More and more the investors from China, they come to Bangladesh for the investment to garments and the pharmaceutical sector.
I'm standing in the middle of three archways at the entrance to a massive multi-million pound building that goes by the moniker of the Bongabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman International Conference Centre. It's a large shiny present from the Chinese government to Bangladesh.
For the last 5 years, China has invested in infrastructure, in road networks, in rail networks. So it's not that they're coming up with grants. They're investing here, so they have their returns.
Information Minister Hasanul Haq Inu again. Bangladesh wants to cooperate economically with its neighbours. It's developing its seaports and there are oil and gas reserves in its southern waters. While the dragon is welcomed, the elephant watches nervously. Bangladesh is now China's second largest market for arms exports and bought two Ming submarines last December, causing an anxious India to beef up its navy in the Bay of Bengal. Bangladeshi Inayat Hussain Siraj owns the popular Bamboo Shoot restaurant here in Dhaka. His MD is Feng Xiaorong, who used to work for a Chinese state-owned company. This was the first jointly owned eatery in the country, and Feng has now made Dhaka her home. What do you think is the basis of Chinese-Bangladesh business cooperation?
Win-win. You have to follow this win-win policy. And then mutual trust is important.
The Hindi practiced here at Dhaka University feeds the cultural ties between India and Bangladesh. Bengali is spoken in both countries. While the dragon is rising, the elephant is standing its ground. And Bangladesh, sitting smugly in the middle, is the winner.
That report from Rani Singh.